Can I have some cola beer, Flame?
What?
Can I have some
no.
cola beer?
No! My cola beer!
Welcome to the Super Happy Fun Podcast Show. This is episode 26, and I'm Spirit 3. This is actually the bookcast. You haven't tuned into something that is not the bookcast, so don't fret. This week we're joined with Flame Thunder.
Hello.
Anthony is here somewhere.
Hello.
And Vuk is joining us as well.
Hello.
And my magnificent hair is here as well.
Your glorious parted hair. It's magnificent.
Yeah.
So we'll get straight into the news. And the first piece relates to some OFLC-rated games, so prepare for the awesome news we're about to deliver upon you. The games that have been rated are Endless Ocean, which some of you would know as Forever Blue, the scuba diving game, which will feature co-op over Wi-Fi connection. No release date, obviously.
Co-op deathmatch?
Yes, you stab each other with spears, I believe.
And you fire them.
Set sharks on one another.
Awesome.
And dolphins as well, because, you know, dolphins are the ocean's killers.
Echo the Dolphin.
Battalion Wars 2 was also rated. What were these games rated, anyway? I don't know. I think Forever Blue was G.
Doesn't matter, in the end.
Yeah, because there might be some young listeners who want to play these games, and they might not be able to. Battalion Wars 2 was released R, Too Bad Plasma.
It's M, wasn't it?
Hmm?
I don't know.
Mario Party DS. That's probably another G rated. And Zelda Phantom Hourglass. That was a few weeks back.
PG.
PG, that one.
PG.
Excellent.
No, must G, sorry. G. No, it's G, sorry.
Must be for the jelly violence when you stab those jelly guys. Saw these.
Hang on, well, other than, what's it called? Twilight Princess was PG, it was M or something, wasn't it?
M. Could have been. Because of the black.
Although I couldn't see one of the Game Boy DS handheld Zeldas being anything more than G.
Well, we've got that Dementia the Ward, that's going to be MA.
Zelda, that's not a Zelda.
Fair enough.
As far as I know.
Well, cartoon putting aside violence. These...
They have cartoon violence these days.
We don't know when these games are coming out except for one of them, which we'll get into a bit later. But the other ones, they're up in the air. They could be this year, next year.
That's not cartoon 2009. Violence. It's comic horror. They have comic horror on like Lilac Wars and stuff like that.
Two weeks ago, we reported in our last podcast that Guitar Hero 3 would not be online. Well, you know how journalists are always wrong. Well, it turns out wherever this news came from, it was completely wrong because the game will be online after all for the Wii. This means you will be able to have two player as the other consoles will feature as well. What this does mean, though, is that there will be no downloadable content, however. So there was probably something taken out of context when the interview was given. So Guitar Heroes 3 will feature online play when it comes out in about a month's time from now.
Yeah.
It's worth pointing out it might get downloadable content later on.
Very later on.
Red Octane are working with Nintendo to see if they can do it or not.
Because it would have
it'll
probably
cost $79 and be released next year.
Well, it'd probably have to be through the shop channel, which poses a whole heap of problems. Because they probably won't have
the game, wouldn't it?
Well, they'd already have to have that built in before they shipped it.
And well, it looks like
they won't have it in there. And where the other systems, you download that through the Microsoft's and Sony's infrastructure. You don't download it through the actual game. Anyway, we'll move on to the next story. This week, it's revealed what will be bundled with the Wii Zapper, and it is potentially the game of the year. And it's not Duck Hunt. It's not any other game you could imagine that involves shooting things on the screen. It's actually Link's Crossbow Training. So the next Zelda title will be a cheap mini-game bundle title that will be coming out later this year or is it next year? Could be any time. So get excited, everyone. Link's Crossbow Training should be huge.
He doesn't use crossbows.
He does. In Smash Brothers now, he's got a crossbow.
What the hell?
Well, he uses it now. They've made a game about it, so clearly he does.
Yeah, but
Does he still have his bow?
Obviously he needs training because he hasn't used it before.
Oh, that makes sense. Can we have a hot shot? That would be cool.
Give him the
hot shot.
The grappling rope, whatever it is.
Whatever it's called.
Speaking of bundles, in about 2 months' time, we will finally be getting Big Brain Academy for the Wii. This has been a game that came out July in America, and so it's about 4 months delay. Everyone's sold.
Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah. This game will come bundled, so you'll be able to purchase separately for $69.95. So it's a budget title, and it's even that's lower than other budget titles, isn't it? Because they're usually $79.95.
Not as cheap as Ninja Bread, man. That's only $50.
Because it's crap. And the bundle is actually, you'd get a controller for $79.95, so basically you're only paying $10 for the game if you were after another controller. So that might be worth the wait until November the 8th is the supposed release date for Big Brain Academy.
Can you still get the Wii Play bundle?
I'm pretty sure that's still available just about anywhere. Yeah. It's not really limited supply, that one.
Oh, no, I was just wondering. They might be phasing that out in favour of this or something.
No.
Yeah, right.
They could. They probably won't. We've got some Smash Brothers stuff to talk about, and we all love this, so we'll get into the first bit of it. And it involves a new mode which will allow you to change the way you play much more than the other Smash Bros. Games featured. The mode is called Special Brawl, and so in this you'll be able to change head sizes. You won't be able to do dimensions, but they'll be, you know, large and small. The size of your characters, the type of body, like you can put flowers on their head, and what was the other one? Curry or something? You can change the gravity, the speed, the stamina. You can change quite a bit. It's not as in-depth as some people would hope, but there is a little bit of depth to it, so it does allow for a few things to be messed around with. And also, an old character was confirmed to be coming back, and this was a bit of a surprise to everyone, except for Flame Thunder. Ice Climbers will be...
I didn't even think that they'll be coming back.
Ice Climbers will be returning. Everyone's favourite.
I have more hearts for another chick who was announced in the game this week, but other than that... Not announced, but you know what I mean. Anyway.
So, yeah, that's good news for the three people that used Ice Climbers in Melee.
They weren't that bad. They're a fun novelty sort of thing.
If you're the first not to play as.
Yeah, if you're playing with your mates, messing around, just choosing random characters, sure, you'll end up with Ice Climbers at least once, but they were useless.
I know, I tried when I first got Melee, I was trying to sort of play around with someone who sort of liked. I think I tried them, but eventually settled on Young Link. Also this week, Munchlax, is that how it's pronounced?
What?
Munchlax got announced as one of the Pokeballs that you can use, one of the Pokemon in the game.
Mudkip.
No, Munchlax.
No, they need Mudkip. Probably. Mudkip has to be in.
That and Lynn got announced as an assist trophy.
Which has brought a lot of people around to thinking there won't be any more Fire Emblem characters except for Marth and Roy if they make their return. Three Fire Emblem characters is still quite generous, so...
I think one's enough for a game series that probably isn't that popular in the West, but it is popular in Japan, so... I'm just trying to think what happened last week that we...
The music. Did we go over
and
that?
We wouldn't have gone... Yeah, there was a music thing that went out last week. Pokemon Stadium got unveiled, and they... although we already knew he was coming, Meta Knight. And also Mario's special moves are going to be the Flood backpack from Sunshine.
Now, as far as the music thing goes, I was listening to another podcast, and they said that you could choose absolutely any song for any particular course, but I thought it was four specific ones for each map. So if you played a Pokemon one, you'd have four Pokemon songs to choose from. It wouldn't be, you know, play Mario on the Pokemon one. Do you guys know if I'm wrong or they're wrong, or we just don't know yet?
From what I heard, it was more that you could use four different tracks from that game series. Because I remember hearing something like everyone started with a different... a lot of people started with a different Mario game. So while some of us prefer the original old-school Mario one, other people might go for like something from Mario 64 or Sunshine or whatever.
So as far as... It could change, but as far as that update went, it's only four tracks that you can change through per map. It's not actually choose any song for any map. But that could change.
Maybe you'll just unlock it later.
Yeah, that's possible. Because this did come from a very high-end podcast. They know everything. They get hands-on before we even smell the game, so they might know a bit more than we do. I'm talking about IGN, in case no one knows.
Yeah. Also, what's the... is anyone a bit... Well, just talking Smash Bros. For a second.
Yep.
Is anyone a little bit disappointed with some of the stages? Does just...
They are a bit flat at the moment.
Yeah, but the Battleship...
We've only seen 12, though, haven't we?
Oh, no, just looking at it, and it's like... Yeah, I'm just looking at them now. The Battleship Halberon, like, that's it. It just... Like, I love doing the...
It's actually... every stage seems to be the bottom level, then a two-tier, and then one in the middle.
Yeah,
you know, like a pyramid.
One of my favourite levels from the last one was the F-Zero one, where you're just jumping on the back of cars and they're...
Ah, that was crap.
That was fun, because you fall off and you die.
You couldn't really play properly on that level.
Oh, no, but yeah, and then it's come back to, like, Bridge of Elden, and I hate that level, because it just looks so boring.
I think they need
it's
to
a flat bridge.
Have a heap based off the Hyrule Castle, because that one, it may be a bit smaller, but it was, you know, it was a really good map.
And like, Smashville looks cool, but again, it's just a flat level with the Animal Crossing.
Well, the Animal Crossing one's just terrible.
I hope it contains all the classic ones. Even the ones from the first Smash Bros.
Actually, the only one I really like so far probably I like the Castle Siege one and WarioWare and Pokemon Stadium.
The Castle Siege, that's like where the floor crumbles beneath you, doesn't it? And then you keep falling down levels.
They got the Mario Kart one, which is like the other F-Zero one.
But that'll just be it'll have a flat plane, then two little higher ones, and you'll be able to get run over by carts. That'll probably still be the same thing. It'll just have environmental issues.
Well, you haven't seen enough to really tell.
Yeah.
And the game ain't finished yet either.
It's getting there.
And we're not playing it till next year.
Well, no. Australians are waiting till next year. Certain individuals in this podcast will have it by the end of this year.
Shut up.
Oh, Vuka may have it as well, so tell him to shut up.
No, I can't, because...
I'm not saying nothing.
Neo
loves Australia.
Let's move on from Smash Bros. Into Neo Geo. I've never played a Neo Geo game, so someone should take this news piece away from me.
Okay. Neo Geo console, it's another one of those consoles that I don't think ever came out down here, was early 90s, really high-end, amazing 24-bit technology. Probably remember at the same price as PS3 is now, though. They've just announced, or they've been announced a while ago, they were coming to the Virtual Console, but the first one got rated on the OFLC the other week. Fatal Fury, King of Fighters for the Neo Geo. Don't know when it's coming out, but it has been announced, and it's going to be for 900 Wii points.
That's more than Super Nintendo games.
Because Neo Geo games are larger than Super Nintendo games. Super Nintendo's only 16-bit Neo
Geo. And they need to make their money from somewhere as well.
And, yeah, like Neo Geo, you're going to be looking at a lot of fighting games. You're talking Samurai Showdown, Art of Fighting, Fatal Fury, other ones.
Didn't Fatal Fury have a few games on the GameCube, or was that... something else?
It had a game on the Super NES that was crap. I can't think of. There was SNK versus Capcom, and I'm also trying to think, what was it, King of Monsters or something? That was a Neo Geo game. I don't know if anyone remembers it.
Alright,
Monsters and Crashes. anyway Neo Geo rocks, and I can finally have an excuse to buy that Wii fighting stick.
Now, in the case of games like Neo Geo, and later on we've got some TurboGrafx games as well, do you think it's about time Nintendo bring in kind of a demo system? Because, for example, I've never played a Neo Geo game, but some of them may interest me, but I don't want to be paying 900 Wii points for something I don't know. So do you think
it's
about time they have demos?
Watch footage of it, if you could just watch footage of it.
Yeah, but footage doesn't actually give you hands-on... experience. You're not actually.
Well, I could just let you download it and play it for 2 days.
I can't see him doing that.
It should be like a 15-minute game.
But yeah, I agree. There's lots of like the Sega ones that are like, oh, looks all right. Don't know if I like it, sort of thing.
Well, I mean it in the same way that Xbox Live. Yes, I'm talking about Xbox. Dear God, everyone, run for the hills.
Oh no, Xbox.
They have demos before you buy the full version. And it really... I did it with Prince of Persia. I played the demo first, and I was like, yeah, I like this. So I ended up buying the full version of the game.
Okay, are there any Virtual Console games?
In the middle of the game as well.
Toe Jam and Earl. If I'd played a demo of that before I bought it, I would have never bought it. That was a game.
Street Fighter, I wouldn't have bought.
I told you not to. I told you wait till Super Street Fighter comes out. No.
But it's too late. Here's some excellent news. Do we have any music queued for this piece? Like, we got that Zelda thing. That will do, I suppose. Not yet. We've actually got to get up to the announcement.
Oh, okay, sorry.
It's been how many months since the Wii came out? 9? No, 10. 10 in Australia, but 11 worldwide.
Time flies.
10 worldwide. Anyway, it doesn't really matter because the Wii has dominated the sales charts and is now the largest selling console in the world. Music. You could even hear you clicking the file there. How authentic was that? So this is the... This is the how this console sales stand. I thought it was a bit more, so maybe this is a bit strange, but who cares? The Wii is at 9 million. The Xbox is at 8.9 million. And trailing very, 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 very far behind is the PlayStation 3 on 3.7 million.
Big dude, there's not a thing for that.
And the actual things we don't mention here is the DS is at 40 million and PSP's at 20 million or something, but...
That's not bad.
So, looking at it that way...
How much did Game Boy Advance do?
A lot.
120 million? No, well, that was the PS2. No, the Game Boy would have been a little bit less than that.
Do you think the DS can catch up to the Game Boy? Like, DS is probably, like, we're looking 3 years into its life cycle now.
It's already overtaken the PS2 in Japan.
Really?
Yes, and at the moment, the Game Boy Advance is on worldwide 80 million.
Just like, how many more years do you think we're going to have the DS for?
At least two, three.
Yeah. If
there is another E3, which there probably won't be, but the next big event, you'll probably see what they're thinking about for the next handheld, but we won't actually get anything till 2009.
Actually, probably not.
No. So you think they'll just keep riding the success of the DS for a few more years before even bothering? Fair enough.
It's probably more reliant if Sony want to make a completely new handheld. If they do that, they might force Nintendo to sort of reevaluate the situation.
Depends on what kind of handheld they do, though.
The DS is at 47 million.
47 million? Well, that's a bit more than 40.
Sony just released the PSP Slim, so they're not going to really be coming out with anything touchscreen related for a while.
You mean the PSP they just put into, you know, clamps and just squashed it up a little?
From what I've heard, it actually is a significant deal lighter, so I won't get one.
Do you think Nintendo will be able to keep up the momentum and just hold this position for a few more years, or do you think...
We might talk about that later in the Hot Topic, because that's sort of...
That's the DS.
Yeah.
Let's just do the Hot Topic now, then.
We're not doing the Hot Topic in the middle of news. It will confuse our listeners, and they will cry.
We've still got more news to go.
All right, I won't ask you that question. I'll ask you later, then. TurboGrafx-16 CD-ROM, and then the little 2 above the M will be coming out. Square, that's the one.
No, it's actually dual or duo, I think.
Duo, yeah. Well, we've got Square. We'll be coming to the Virtual Console library later this year. This is per... How did we find this out? I don't know. Where did this come from? Where did this come from?
The internet.
It came from the internet, okay. So here's a few more. There'll be a few more games that no one's ever played in Australia coming to Australia, and you'll be able to have
There is but one game we want... And that is Castle of Dracula X, Rondo of Blood, I think it is. Oh, hang on, can't remember what the name is. But it's a Castlevania game that never came out of Japan and is widely regarded as arguably the best one of the series.
And that almost brings us into a news piece. No, wait, we don't have it here. Yes, we do. Referring to Japanese games that have never been released anywhere else, but we'll get into that in just a second.
Oh, we'll do it now.
Okay, we'll do it now. Jesus. This Friday, the Virtual Console update was not a normal one per se. It was actually two unreleased Japanese games, not unreleased, but unreleased anywhere else except for Japan. It was Mario Picross and what was the second one? People, I forget.
Lost Levels,
which was actually we ended up getting some other generic thing. Instead of Lost Levels back in the day?
We got Lost Levels in Mario All-Stars.
So it's not really unreleased? Release.
No, well, it was...
The NES one is.
Yeah, it was never released on the NES.
Okay.
It was remade in the All-Stars.
Now, for the next 2 weeks, we'll also be getting more of these sort of games, games that have only been released in Japan.
And the Mario... lost levels is limited.
Yeah, they are. They...
Well, that's the thing we're not sure of, because there's people saying that they're all going to be limited, then there's sort of, but only lost levels is limited, so I'm not really sure what's going on. It seems funny that that's going to be, but the other ones aren't.
And we've already questioned how that's going to work, because say if the three week period is up, lost levels disappears off the virtual console. What happens if you delete your virtual your lost levels on your console and then a couple of months down the track want to download it again?
Maybe it, because you know how in the virtual console it shows you lists of games you've downloaded. Maybe it'll always show up on there.
It'll still be available.
But yeah, one of the games that is coming out next week, which is going to be a big one because it's been called one of the best.
Just say what it is.
Four games. Yeah, Sin and Punishment, successor of Earth.
Sin of who, what, where now?
Sin of.
Hell so, yeah!
Sin and Punishment, successor of the Earth. It's sort of like an on the rails shooting on foot sort of thing made by Treasure, who made Gunstar and all that sort of.
What console did that come out on?
64.
Okay.
It is awesome.
And from what I've heard, like all the in-game dialogue, like speak. It's actually got a 64 game with speaking.
Will it have?
Yes.
That's all.
Was that released in America? Not released in Australia?
Nope, wasn't even released in America. Okay. So it was only released in Japan. And looks like we might be getting it before America.
Very nice.
For
the third week, what could you? What do you hope for? Do you hope for Mario RPG? Chrono?
I want Sarukin Densu.
That is the third week. No, this is... Punishment is the last week.
Then what's the second week?
The Ninja Gaiden.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Ninja Gaiden and Ninja...
Whatever they're called.
Jamjukan.
Haja Baja Baja.
Why is all this ninja crap coming out on the same week as International Talk Like a Pirate Day? That's kind of retarded.
Because the ninjas are taking over. Get used to it.
Suck. Ninjas suck.
Snaps your neck. Okay. Second last news piece, there is no Silver DS Lite coming to Australia because Nintendo says no. So there you go. That's pretty brief, but we're not getting the Silver DS. Get used to it.
We have no plans to release it at this stage.
It'll probably come out in a couple of years.
Or you can just import.
I want the Final Fantasy and Pokemon ones that come out.
No, it'll come out when they've run out of Kieran Perkins ads.
And here's some sad news to end our news segment on George Harrison, who is Nintendo of America's Senior Vice President of Marketing and Corporate Communications.
Can you imagine that on the business
card? His name tag is go halfway across his shirt.
He has announced that he will be leaving Nintendo by the end of the year. So
that has to do with Nintendo's marketing group just... moving location.
Parent Kaplan is also rumoured to be leaving, as well as Beth Lewin, so...
Who the hell's that?
I don't know.
It's like...
Some people do, though. But it looks like a few changes coming around Nintendo's way, which will hopefully mean advertising of their actual games, and...
Hang on. What are you yakking about? Nintendo America advertises...
Yeah, but Nintendo Australia doesn't advertise squat except unless you're a fan of Parent.
Karen.
Why was I saying Parent? I really shouldn't have written that down.
Oh,
okay.
You got hot to Parent. You got some tough competition.
I don't want her to leave.
You gotta get past Matt Cassinacena first.
That's all of our news for the week, and we are now going to discuss the games released on Virtual Console and actual games coming out this week.
We've
done the Virtual Console.
These releases are brought to you by Easy Games at easygames.com.au. I feel dirty now. I have to go
wash. I feel like
we
should have like a fee for that, or I don't know.
I had to advertise the site.
Anyway, out this week, on the 20th for Nintendo DS, Custom Robo Arena. Dude. Awesome game. Wi-Fi online. Get it. It's awesome. My Sims Life Signs.
Custom Robo Arena, I think, is already out. I swear I've seen it.
You're
in stores.
You're the one who gave me this list, so you...
I just stole this off our website, so it's Fook's fault if anything's wrong.
Life Signs, I don't know what that is.
It's like a Trauma Center ripoff.
Oh, okay. Drawn to Life?
Drawn to Life's already out as well.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's in stores.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Kronos Twin.
We'll have a review about it. We'll have a review of it anyway in a couple of weeks.
First DS review in quite a while.
Kronos Twin, I don't know what that is either. The Wikipedia page, all I can see is something about time travel.
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with Chrono Trigger, unfortunately.
Oh, I was hoping we had
Tokyo Ghoul. Another brain game.
Brain Buster Pack? Gee.
Is that published by Nintendo?
Yeah, right.
Brain Buster Pack.
And on the Wii, Chicken Little Ace in Action.
Which I doubt will actually come out because...
3 years ago or something.
Yeah, it's been on the release list since the launch of the Wii.
So, My Sims for the Wii and some little, I don't know, Paper Mario.
Wait, watch? What? What's coming out?
Super Paper Mario's coming out.
You're right? This is some kind of joke?
Yeah, so Super Paper Mario's coming out finally after God knows how many weeks.
Hit the music about...
Months,
whatever.
Just hit the music about five times. Go on, Zelda music five times. Excellent. Now you just overkill.
Can't stop it.
And Vuk has something special planned for Super Paper Mario, but I won't let you know about it. You can find out for yourself. It'll be on our website eventually.
Tonker of the Week. I'll give it to Super Paper Mario. Good things come to those who wait, and we've waited a bloody long time for this, so it better be good.
Except now...
And we hope more games like that don't get delayed. Or there'll be blood.
Speaking about waiting for good things, it turns out that the actual PAL version of Super Paper Mario has a game-breaking glitch in it.
And probably not recorded.
For Christ's sake, it's taken him 6 months to get it out, and now it's not out properly.
And it's been sitting in Nintendo's headquarters for 5 weeks.
we'll have details on the front page how to avoid this glitch. It just involves not talking to one of the characters once you reach a certain point in the game. So it's avoidable, but... it's a bit annoying that after all this time they've still got it in there.
And you know one good thing about the releases this week other than Super Paper Mario? I can't see any party games. They all
Chicken
like
Little will games. Bound to have some kind of minigame fest in it.
Oh, it's actually pretty good, actually.
Party game. And also, just came out the week gone, I think Heroes of Mana came out the week previously as well.
So. Yeah, last week, Heroes of Mana, Tamagotchi on the Wii, Worms 2, Open Warfare.
That came out ages ago.
What is this Heroes game? We've never talked about that before.
Oh, we'll talk about it, alright. We will rip it apart like there's no tomorrow. Worse than Children of Mana. Now, just before we get off the off-game releases...
I warned you.
We have... You didn't warn me, you said it was 8 out of 10.
I said it's the game that not everyone's going to like.
Not everyone. If you're a fan of RTS games, you will hate Heroes of Mana.
Yes, that's what I said. Exactly what I said.
If you're a fan of I'll take that back. If you're a fan of good games, you will hate Heroes of Mana.
Human decency.
We have from
You don't like Castlevania, so you have no right to talk about good games.
Crap game. We have from a very reliable source from someone in the retail industry. Release dates who he says he's got them, or he or she has got them straight from Nintendo. It has got them straight from Nintendo. I don't even know who it is, so I could say he and I could be completely wrong. So release dates are as such. Phantom Hourglass. Phantom Hourglass will be coming out October the 11th. Donkey Kong Jungle Climber will be November 1st. Metroid Prime 3 Corruption and Big Brain Academy, and I believe that will be the bundle and the separate game, will be on the 8th of November. And finally, Super Mario Mario. No, I wrote that wrong. Super Mario Galaxy and Pokemon Battle Revolution will be coming out on the 15th. So it's a...
Which is completely stupid.
Completely stupid, and it's going to be a chock-full November. But that's what we've got, so...
And some of us are going to be playing Mass Effect anyway the whole time.
And some of us already had Metroid Prime 3.
Hey, I played it 2 years ago, so... Suck it.
But that's it.
Bargains.
That's the releases. Before we get into the bargains, we have a couple of...
Before we get into the bargains, just remember, Spirit, I've played Galaxy and you haven't.
Just remember, I've played Metroid, you haven't. Well, you probably have, but not
actually
the full
have,
game.
Yeah.
Just remember, I don't care.
Just remember, Heroes of Mana was crap.
You don't even care if it was like Mario... Galaxy of Mana, or
Look,
Final Fantasy Mario.
You're buying
like Mario
the Heroes
games.
DVD over Super Paper Mario. Your opinion is null for the time being.
Yeah.
I've waited 6 months for Super Paper Mario. I can wait another week.
The other way around.
I'm too busy playing Dark X.
I don't think it can.
We have a few reviews on the website of games that haven't been released. My voice just went girly, but we love that anyway. Reviews that have...
Sounded like Stuart for a second.
Yeah, I know. He came back for a minute, inherited my my body. A couple of reviews for games that aren't out. So we've got Super Paper Mario, which NX reviewed, and that was 9 out of 10, so it's a decent score. And Metroid Prime 3 Corruption, 9 out of 10, which is also a decent score, even though I copped flack for that.
Why did you cop flag for it?
Because I said that Nintendo keeps to their age-old tradition of not having Summer's Talk. Supposedly, that's the tradition of every console and game out there and not Nintendo's, even though I was specifically referring to Nintendo. I'm not going to get into it. Anyway, what? Bargains.
What did that have to do with giving it 9 out of 10?
No, that was just some flack that I copped. But who cares? Oh, and the length as well. A few of the Go Nintendo folk had a go at me.
For being too long.
I said the game's very short because I completed in 12 hours. According to them, the game's epically long and I am completely stupid. So, yeah. Thank you, Go Nintendo. I love you.
Oh, this is awesome. There's a new interview with Reggie. I'll just read it. This is what he says about the PS3 and the Xbox 360. Commenting on his competitors, Reggie said...
Halo 3 is awesome.
No. 360 PS3 essentially trade... shares as they alternate and price reductions. Really, none of that is affecting our business. Also, in terms of the PSP and Sony's new Slim PSP, I actually put a unit in my hands yesterday. I think most consumers will be hard-pressed to tell the difference, so I find myself fortunate Sony continues to struggle a little bit.
Oh, I don't know. If you look really carefully, the new PSP has an extra port on it, so I mean... There's huge
TV
changes.
TV out.
TV out.
And I mean, now the fingerprint, and now the fingerprint show on the back of the system. Oh, this is such an improvement.
You get a TV out, so you can plug it into the TV, and then you got to use the PSP as the controller anyway.
And you have to buy the cable separately. How good is that?
For $50. Yeah. And you can't even buy it in Australia yet.
Yeah, that's right. It's not available. Good work, Sony. Okay, and bargains. Go, Anthony. This is your segment. This is all yours.
Just go to the website.
Which one?
Go to Vooks.net.
Oh,
I wrote up
There's no other website out there that you could potentially use? No?
I'll just go through some of them now. Zelda and Harry Potter are 69 at JB Hi-Fi.
Yay!
Strikers, yep. Mario Party 8 and Boogie, 79 at JB. Animal Crossing, Warrior, Master of Disguise, Yoshi's Island, Kirby's Creek Squad, Diddy Kong Racing, and a whole bunch of others are $40 at Toys R Us.
Master of Disguise is crap, do not buy it.
Clubhouse Games is $30 at JB Hi-Fi. Cooking Mama, $44 at JB.
Hang on a minute, you've got custom Robo Arena with official headset, does it even support the headset?
It must.
No, but it's in the Target catalogue.
It doesn't.
What point does it crack?
Hang on.
Oh well, if you want a headset for cheap and custom Robo, you get that, I suppose.
Yeah, custom and Robo with.
This is really super hun fappy. I can't even get it. What am I trying to say? I'm trying to say super happy fun podcast show.
When I wrote this, I didn't actually know what Final Fantasy it was, but it's one of the Final Fantasies in Pokemon Diamond and Pearl for $60 at Target.
It'll probably be Final Fantasy 3, because that's the only one that's actually come out for the DS.
Alright, well, I got it right then. Worms Open Warfare 1
That's the American one, that's why.
It's $30 at Target.
Yeah, Worms 2, trust me, it's better.
It's online.
Yeah, someone thought the Worms 2 was the one on sale at Target, but it's actually the original Worms that's on sale at Target, not the second one. And that's Pokemon, not Worms, but, yeah.
There's a Wii bundle, which comes with Wii Play and a second Nunchuck, and Red Steel or Sonic in the Secret Rings for $479 at Dixmouth Electronics. And JB Hi-Fi have some 2GB SD cards which sort of fold open into USB cards as well. which is pretty nifty. And $45 is pretty cheap for a USB and SD card together sort of thing.
Oh, no, wait. Wrong catalog. What? I'm trying to find this this bundle of yours, the custom Robo one, just to confirm it. All right, here we go. Let's see if it's true. Yes, you are correct. It does come with a bonus headset.
Where were these sounds when we needed them earlier on?
They've been here. I just only just realised they were here.
We're opening everything with a random sound effect now.
And round about Wednesday or Thursday or whenever Super Paper Mario comes out, we'll be sending out a mail to everybody's Wii, so sign up to the mailing list. And we'll send out... We'll do the usual find a word. The usual find a word and the cheapest places to buy Paper Mario.
I think the cheapest place at the moment is to get it off Easy Games, wouldn't it?
How much do I have it for?
84.
Oh, well, we won't undermine Easy Games then.
They are the cheapest place. Everyone go there.
84, 87.
Well, they'll get if you actually, probably by the time you've listened to this podcast, it'll be Tuesday, so you probably won't get it right away, but for everyone that has ordered it now, they'll probably get it really early, so lucky them. Is that all the bargains? Is that it? Are we all good?
No, there are tons more, but I'm not reading them.
Okay. Well, to see more bargains, go to ecogamer.com and or just look.
Sure you can.
Just look on our website, and you'll see an article somewhere down the middle of the page.
Yeah, I did a summary for all the Nintendo stuff.
All right. And if you play that one once more, I can't do anything because you're actually hosting this podcast. Our hot topic this week is. Another whining... sorry, I got that wrong. Our whining...
The weekly whinge.
Weekly whinge.
Bi-weekly at this point.
relates to the DS and the lack of games that have really come out this year for the hardcore audience.
You're just not looking hard enough.
Did you get the...
weekly whinge.
The bit of news where... Jeez, let me find it. Where they said... Iwata said something about not doing sequels to Wii Sports and games like that.
No, I think you're just making up stuff now.
I'll give you the link.
What's this got to do with DS?
I think Spirit would rather see news.
It's got nothing. Well, it does. They said they're not going to be doing too many more sequels to Brain Training or anything like that, and that they're going to do new stuff.
Yeah, because every other third-party developer is going to be doing a sequel to it.
Well, anyway, this year we've had Pokemon. Pokemon.
Okay, over the course of the year, the releases for the DS have been really good. But now at Christmas, there's only one big game, which is Zelda. There's a couple of smaller ones like Custom Robo and DK Jungle Climber, right? But after that, the only game on the list at the moment is Pokemon Mystery Dungeon 2.
Another
Where
Pokemon
is everything
one.
Else?
Four
yeah,
Pokemon
exactly.
games.
But
I can think of a few. Big
they need to have
ones.
Like a. Advance Wars is coming, but no one's seen or heard anything.
Oh, that's
that.
Coming out 08 now, isn't it? In Europe, so they'll probably be 08 for us.
I want a Fire Emblem game for the DS.
It's not. Is it online by any chance?
They need to
Nothing's
have a show.
Heard about
and,
it.
Like, they need to have a show or something and like announce 20 new games, even if they're not coming out for a year.
Are we just talking Nintendo, or are we talking third party?
Specifically Nintendo, I think, because we haven't. There's no new Super Mario Bros. 2. There should be one of those. They sold 5 million copies of it, so you know that'd be why you'd think that'd be their number one priority to make.
I just said they're not into making sequels.
Sequels of sequels.
Okay, we're talking a Mario game. Like, there's been plenty of sequels to them.
I think he was more if this. Said quote really exists. He was referring to the fact they've got 70 brain training games and they're going to stop making brain training games for a while, but they've only got one Mario game, well, two technically, but the Super Mario 64 was just a remake. So I think he's specifically meaning the sequels of sequels of sequels, not just a sequel of a $5 million
game. He's talking about continuing to expand the audience, so making loads and loads of different themed games like the Olympics and Wii Fit and another random crap.
That is the weirdest box art I've ever seen. Thank you, Book.
We haven't heard anything like F-Zero for the DS, which I wouldn't mind seeing. It said Fire Emblem. I'm just trying to think whatever franchises. I haven't really used on the DS.
Well, after Phantom Hourglass, can you guys think of anything that you're interested in for the DS?
No.
Heaps of Final Fantasy stuff coming out that I'm interested in. Final Fantasy IV, Tactics Advance 2, Revenant Wings, the Dragon...
They're all 08 games, though, aren't they, really?
Yeah, I don't know. I've got 06 games I haven't finished yet, so I don't care. I don't know, this year's definitely been a step down for the DS as compared to the last 2 years, but... I don't know, there's no new
cards. I think this year was alright for the DS. It's just the future that's in question.
The DS, it had two big titles. Had one big title, there is Zelda that's still to come out. Like, Pokemon was huge, and that's probably what they were banking on to carry them through this year. They had a lot of good games last year that may not have been system sellers, but then they had Pokemon out this year, which...
Well, they had lots of third-party games come out this year.
They did that a few, like Puzzle Quest. That was a very decent game.
Elite Beat Agents.
No, I'm Diddy Kong Racing.
When's Planet Puzzle League due out down here?
Should be coming out this year, but because it's already out everywhere else, but who knows. Yeah. Now, referring to the quote that Anthony was mentioning earlier, here it is. Iwata's first quote was, "We're not going to take such an easy way, not by including 7 new sports in the game since Wii Sports has 5. We're not closing our doors to the possibility of a sequel, but it's definitely not coming out soon." That's referring to a Wii Sports 2. And then when he talks... And then when he talks about... well, that's probably what they're working on, so they don't really have enough time to do a Wii Sports 2. When talking about sequels, this is what he says. This is what he says. "Even if we make great products, if the number of new customers doesn't increase, it won't reach people. That was clear to us, so doing the easy was not an option." That refers to making more brain training and cooking games. So that there's no mention of a new Super Mario Bros. 2 in that, so I reckon it's... possible. He's talking more the casual games.
He's talking about not doing the easy.
Well, making a new Super Mario Bros. 2 with online play is not an easy option. It's a smart option.
How can it have online play?
Co-op.
Mario game. I don't want co-op.
Listen to this. "Our mission is to surprise people in a good way, and this became very clear as we made Nintendo DS and Wii. You can't open up a new market of customers if you can't surprise them."
As they made Wii Fit as well, because that did surprise people, but didn't really make them happy at all. Kind of
suicidal. I want to play
suicidal.
Mario game on the DS.
Surprise with enthusiasm.
Seriously, how cool would a Paper Mario game be on the DS? Because you're actually folding the paper.
In the style of the RPG ones or the new one?
Yeah, exactly like the RPG. But because you know how a lot of the thing was, you have to blow it, like, use the number 2. You had to use the ghost character to blow stuff around. Well, instead of using her, you're actually blowing into the mic to blow paper around. You're actually cutting with the stylus or folding paper.
Why doesn't make someone make an origami game?
Yeah, exactly. Not there, but just looking at like the list of Nintendo franchises, there's heaps of stuff.
Isn't there a music game coming out on DS? Something about guitars or something.
Jam Session, is that one? The one you think?
Yeah, Jam Session.
That's through Ubisoft, I believe.
Chibi Robo still has to come out. What is that?
I don't know. The coolest distortion I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, but Chibi Robo still has to come out for the DS. Just trying to have a look what else there is.
Props to the distortion there as well.
Golden Sun. If they just say Golden Sun next year, all will be forgiven.
If Camelot weren't developing it, do you think it would be a disaster, or you just want a Golden Sun 3?
I just want Golden Sun 3.
No.
He doesn't care about the quality of games for Ramble.
Shut up.
That's right, he does. He purchases games like Heroes and Mana and actually convinces himself they're decent.
Shut up. I'm just bored. What about 1080 snowboarding? Would that work on the DS?
That'll be done on the Wii Fit board, of course.
It will, unless they use that tilt thing that... Yoshi had. I think it'd be best left for Wii Fit.
We haven't seen it other than Mario Basketball. We haven't seen any Mario Sports games on the DS, really. We haven't seen golf or tennis.
I'd rather see those on the Wii, to be honest. If they spent most of their time focusing their sport games on the Wii, and more time with the DS, innovative games and
making
sequels
games
to good games,
party games.
The good news is Phantom Hourglass has been getting rave reviews. and there's a rumor going around that Nintendo Informer or something, Game Informer, gave it 9.5, 9.5, so it's getting rave reviews and it should last a fair while.
Yeah, what's the online like?
I haven't read many impressions about that, but it is after all only two player, so I'm more of a fan of team games, so I can't really imagine myself loving this, which will be pretty funny because I've shotgun reviewing the game, so that might make it look bad, but it does have two player online.
But you'll say it's too short.
Too easy, too short, not enough options. No, I'll be very nice to this game because I love my Zelda games. So yeah, that's our weekly whinge, unless you guys have something else you want to say about it.
Okay, games that Nintendo brought out for the DS this year: Custom Robo, Diddy Kong Racing, Hotel Dusk, Room 215, Planet Puzzle League, Pokemon Diamond and Pearl.
Yeah, we haven't got that either.
O'Donnell having his stupid say at that dancing game number 2 came out Japan. DS Browser, not really a game. Tingle's Balloon Flight, who cares? Wario Master of the Skies, Picross DS.
We better get Tingle
Brain
up
Age.
Did they discontinue the DS Browser?
Hope so. Brain Age 2.
I heard they did.
And coming out by the end of this year, Phantom Hourglass, DK Jungle Climber, Park Patrol, Chibi Robo Park Patrol, Mario Party DS, and Mario Sonic at the Olympic Games. So just looking at it, there hasn't been as much as last year, but I think this year, to be fair, they have been focusing more on the Wii, whereas last year they only really had the DS.
That's still pretty substantial. But you said they focused on the Wii.
Yeah, be focusing more on the Wii. Well, not here.
but here.
Okay, no, like last year, all they really had was the DS. They weren't really focusing on the GameCube. This year, they've had to spread their effort over two, really try and spread over two things, so this year's a bit different, but...
Alright.
Anyway, games played, so we can set a spirit whinge.
I'm not going to whinge. I decided I'm sick of whinging. I'll be nice, but we'll start with Vuk. What have you been playing this week? Unless he's not back. He is back.
I am playing... What have I been playing? Someone else go first. I have to remember.
Anthony.
I haven't been playing anything relevant to the podcast.
Okay.
Just a bit of Bioshock, a bit of Halo 2.
Shortest segment ever. FlameCon, what have you been playing?
No, I played the Quake Wars demo yesterday.
Is that PC?
Yeah, PC.
Yep. Impressions?
It's just
impressions?
Battlefield clone, really.
Yep. Alright, well, Flamey, what have you been playing? Of notable interest?
Way too many puzzle games last week. I got in the mail, I don't know if anyone's heard of them. Nintendo of Japan released probably the last sort of string of games they did for the Game Boy Advance last year. They're called Bit Generation. They're just these little sort of simple sort of game things. And, not really a good explanation, I don't care. I picked up one of them that looked really interesting to me, Dial Hex, which is this really interesting puzzle game. The way it works, you've got this sort of hexagon playing field, and you get these little triangles keep falling down. Six triangles make a full hexagon, and you've got to match them up with the same colour. So it's like probably... I'm trying to think what's worse. Like one of those colour matching puzzle games sort of things. But the trick is you can only actually move them by dialing them around in sort of like a clockwise or anti-clockwise... sort of way. It's really hard to explain.
Just looking at the video, it's addictive.
Yeah, it's really hard to explain. You have to go on YouTube, look at the videos of it, and it takes a lot. Like, the first 5 minutes, you're still trying to figure out how to play it, and then once you sort of get the hang of things, and yeah, it's one of those great puzzle games. Five minutes to learn, ages to master. And having so much fun of it, like, there's no chance at all this is ever going to come out in Australia. So hopefully Nintendo might bring out the Bit Generation games maybe on the Virtual Console as some original content one day, because they really are worth it. If you do want to look into it, just go to PlayAsia. It's only like 25 Australian there or something, and then shipping or whatever. So it's not that much to buy, and lots of fun. Probably one of the best puzzle games new puzzle games I've played this year. I'd put it right up there with Metaros, Tetrisphere, or Tetris.
Book, have you remembered what you were doing this week yet?
Yes, sort of. As far as I can remember, I played so many games. Boogie, I've been playing it still. I don't know why.
Still 7 out of 10, or...?
Yeah, still 7. That'll have a review for that next week. Got Tiger 08, which I'm still working on a review for. not that much different from 07. So if you got 07, probably not worth getting right. And EA, please stop trying to fit a HD HUD on the screen because it doesn't work on SD and it ends up looking and you can't read anything. Thank you. Stranglehold on the 360 I'm playing, which is like Asian Max Payne, which is really good. It's a good story.
And this is just to get you ready for the awesomeness that starts next Tuesday. I'm going to get fired.
What's it? Tuesday after next?
Halo 3.
What's Halo?
Screw that.
It's not Tuesday, it's the Tuesday after.
Next Tuesday. So not the coming one, the one after.
So I've never played a Halo game. I've never even played a...
And you play Heroes of Mana, so you don't...
I don't care.
Matter.
I said exactly why I enjoyed the game last podcast. I liked it because of the storyline, the graphics...
Can't wait to get into that. Anyway, Vuk, you continue.
Project 8 on the PSP, which is really... they didn't even bother changing the video sequences that tell you how to play the game. And they refer to it as having two analog sticks like the PS2. So it's like, use the second stick plus this button, which doesn't exist on the PS3. Good work, Activision. Cut the corners there. What else? What did I play on DS? It is called something. That's it. I can't remember. Oh, no, King Kong on the Xbox 360 as well.
Why?
Just so we can get achievements, no doubt.
Oh, it's not too bad, actually. But,
It did, actually, for the...
It's by the same team that made Beyond Good and Evil. Don't make fun of it.
And it's only got 8 achievements, so you get, like, bam, 100 points. So, I'm playing for that. I enjoyed it. And I got some PSP movies, and that's about it.
Alright, well, before I get into the awesomeness that was Heroes of Mana, I've been playing Guild Wars with a few forum members, so that's been pretty fun.
Get the expansion?
Yeah, I've got, in a weird, strange order, the first game, the second game, and the fourth game, but I'm playing it, I played third game, then first game, now fourth game, and then I'll be playing the third game. I said third game, why do I keep saying that? Anyway... what I really want to get into, I'm so confused because I want to talk about this game so much, Heroes of Mana. But I'll have to be brief because Foot went off at us last time when we talked about Heroes of Mana. Children of Mana. Or Chiros, it couldn't be in some different language, mean children. So this is what the game basically is, if you didn't hear last time. When Flame Conda spoke about it, it's an RTS made by Square Enix. And basically, you play the roles of a few guys that get betrayed quite early on, and then they join the other side and try to save the world. Now, it's not your typical RTS. It's actually, as Flame Conda has mentioned in the past, it doesn't have diagonal movement. It's just, you know, up and down.
It really should have been a turn-based circle. It might have been turn-based.
Yeah. It's got the structure for a turn-based, but then they just probably threw an RTS. Now, the RTS part of it is really, 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 really bad. You have a ship where you build your units. You can only have 25 units. That's the max, which is pretty dismal if you've played your PC ones, which have up to, you know, 200.
Obviously.
Now, actually, this is what I really wanted to mention.
Is there any resource collecting?
Yeah, there is resource collecting, but the resources last about, you know, 5 seconds before they're...
That annoyed me.
They're gone. You get your little bunny dudes to get
Rabbits.
The... That's what. To get the resources, and then there's nothing left. So the resources don't really last long. But the maps aren't that big, and the battles are pretty short. In the 2.5 hours that it's said I've played the game, 1 hour of that actual time I've actually spent playing a game. It's just talking non-stop dribble, and it is so slow. And there are many instances where the bad guys will catch you, and then they'll just be like, oh, we'll finish you off later. Off you go. Go on your merry way. It's just so bad. Sorry, Flame Connor, but
you're
the story...
You're not going to defend it at all, Flame.
The story is just so bad.
I've enjoyed the story. That's probably what... I don't know. Different strokes, different folks.
Well, the characters are all right. I don't have any problem with the characters. They've got some good...
It's what, like, compared to the storyline for Children of Mana, it's masterpiece. I wouldn't say it's better than Secret of Mana, Sword of Mana. But it's just because I've, like... played, like, I don't know, I'm probably in trouble. I've played a translation of Psychonetsu 3, which is the game that's set 20 years after this, and it's just fun seeing, because I don't think you've played that one, so it's just fun seeing these little sort of seeds that they've planted that would eventually lead into stuff that happens in that game.
Yeah, but Heroes of Mana is so bad.
Yeah. I liked it.
But aside from the story problems, which are just, it's just a lot of talking, which people are going to have to get, used to, because Super Paper Mario features a lot of talking as well.
How many missions are you into it?
I think I'm up to about 8 now.
Have you gotten any of the summons?
There are a fair few missions. I don't know. I haven't been paying any attention to the story. I'm just playing it now so I can review it.
NX really should have reviewed it.
I won't give it a terrible score. Don't you worry. It just won't be. It won't be 9 out of 10 or 10 out of 10.
No. I don't think it. Yeah, I'll probably say you look like, for me, like a 7, 2, and 8. And just looking at a lot of the reviews going around, it hasn't done that very well. There's a lot of people who said you probably won't like this game. There's going to be a few people who will. It's not for everyone. And in the end, it is an RTS. It's made by a Japanese developer who really don't do. And we're talking Square. They're role playing. They don't really do RTSs. They probably shouldn't. But there is sort of a groundwork there that they could build on. If the game had been online, I reckon it would have been a whole lot.
Well, it is, but it's not. It has leaderboards.
Yeah, I know.
There was something else I wanted to mention. The visuals are actually quite nice, especially their little anime cutscenes. But the character art, there only seems to be one character, look. So they could be talking about a doomsday weapon or something, and there's just this little kid who's always smiling, even though he's like, "We're all gonna die," but he's still smiling. So it would have been better if they had different faces and different expressions, but everything else, as far as the graphics go, are quite nice, and the music, the sound is very, very good as well, which is probably why...
Definitely CD worthy.
Probably why FlameCon had downloaded 13 hours worth of it.
I didn't download it. I spent $120-odd on PlayAsia last week buying CDs.
Oh, well, there we go. You're an idiot.
I wanted them. I don't care.
You complain about not having enough money for Super Paper Mario, and you spend the stuff on Seiken Densu soundtracks and Heroes DVDs that you've already seen.
I don't care.
Probably the biggest problem I have with the game is because I've played RTSs where you have to build units and the actual the buildings to build the units and what have you. It's all done pretty much automatically for you. There's nothing too trivial about it, even after a 1 hour tutorial.
As far as RTSs on Nintendo consoles go, it is
it's probably the only one you can get.
No, it's heaps easier to play than Command & Conquer 64.
Can we talk about less about this game now, please?
5 out of 10 is probably going to be what I'll roughly give it.
I'm just going to, it's just a bit of a shame with how the Mana series has gone, because a lot of people will be judging him on their recent ones, and go back to Secret of Mana 2, and even Sword of Mana, which a lot of people ragged on, wasn't that bad.
I wish they would just treat Mana with the respect it deserves.
The problem is, the guy, the producer of the extra series, has actually said he doesn't want to make the same game over and over again. He wants to try new things, which is fair enough. I can see that from his point of view. But then when you make something as awesome as Secret of Mana and just don't sort of follow it up properly.
And follow it up with really bad DS games.
Hopefully we might see it on the virtual.
Yeah, I've been asking it for so long, they better do it.
I honestly think this is almost the end of the Mana series on the DS. I don't think we'll see another one.
It might be the end, because from what I heard, Dawn of Mana on the PS2 was a pile of horse crap as well. But from what I've heard, there might be an announcement in regard to the series at TGS, so we'll wait and see.
Now, whether or not we come back for a podcast next week, or the week after, we'll have Super Paper Mario to talk about in depth, so that should be pretty good. Well, everyone except
Halo 3.
We'll try to avoid Halo
3. We'll not have any Halo.
We'll try to avoid Halo 3 because people hate it when I specifically talk about anything Xbox related. So if you want to listen about Halo 3, tune into some other podcast. Usually we talk about, we have a question segment now, but we've actually got a new segment. It's called the Finish Earlier segment.
Woo! No one asks us questions anymore.
Yeah, no one is nice. But before...
Where are you, Retro Man?
Before we sign off today, we do have a couple of reviewer positions open for the website. So if you want to investigate that a bit more. Just check our site out. We've got details there.
And there are some questions. Takora's asked one.
What is it?
Are you considering buying another console to play some, to have some games to play, seeing as the Wii currently has very little?
I think we all have another console, don't we? Like, we've all got hand.
I've been thinking about it, but then when you look at what's just around the corner for the Wii, you sort of...
I bought a PSP and a 360 about a couple of months ago, so that explains that.
And I'll be getting a 360 in 2 weeks' time.
But is this because there's a lack of games on the Wii that interests you, or just because you want to make these purchases?
So no, it's the lack of games on the Wii.
Yeah, okay.
I wouldn't mind a 360 for Resident Evil 5 or fighting indigenous people in Africa.
Or Mass Effect.
Yeah,
Mass Effect.
It starts
or,
with...
Or Soul Calibur 4.
Nobody wants Mass Effect.
Nobody,
and
right?
Let's face
okay.
it, two humans never come.
Nobody here. Except everyone who owns a 360, yeah. Except Vuk.
And also, Retro Man comes through for us as usual. He has some good questions here. Are there any games that you reviewed on Vuk's on the Vuk site that you think you have given too high of a score?
WarioWare.
For what?
For the Wii.
The Wii. What'd you give that?
I think I gave it 8-something. I'd probably drop it down to 7. It's not a bad game, it just doesn't have any long length to it. After 6 hours of play, you've kind of like done everything and then there's nothing really left to do.
And he also, anyone else going to review
today?
I
think I'm going to get Far Cry 2 high as well. I think 3.8 is a bit different.
And he also has he's got a good question for you, Anthony.
What?
I am searching for an Australian site that can tell me where to find good bargains. Do you think you can help me find this site? We got to have him on one week.
There's no such site.
I can't think of any site.
Other than, other than PLGN.
I found this eco-gamer, but isn't it like something about saving whales from like Mario games or something?
What are you talking about? We actually have got two people who've put a reviewer application in.
So we've currently got two jobs. To, you know, those people, whoever you are,
well,
you currently have a job.
No, they don't.
Your names?
One reviewer said, oh, I'll put one in the week, but I haven't got anything there. And the other guy is, I have to show you all his stuff.
Are they foreign? Are they members of our forum, or are they just randoms?
One's a random, one is a member, but he doesn't post much. But,
you know what we should do? We should make it. If you want a job, you have to review horses or something.
Or ponies, and you have to comment about how whorish and sluttish they look.
No, that's brats. Horses.
No, it's ponies.
Ponies, dooey. Anyway,
if any developers are listening to this, can I just ask to request no more party games, please, and no more stupid, annoying animal caring games.
What we do want is Zack and Wiki, games like that, games that
and Beyond Good and Evil 2.
Exactly. We're going to end this podcast now. We may be back next week and or in a couple of weekends. However, who knows? Because I'm moving out, and that may make a few issues with actually doing any more shows. We need a new host anyway. We'll test out Retro Man. He can be our new host, I think. That's it for this week. And I'd just like to thank Flame Connor, Anthony, and Vuk for rocking up again on a early Sunday morning.
It's Sunday afternoon now.
For some.
I'm so hungry.
To all of our Australian listeners. To all of our Australian listeners, enjoy Super Paper Mario this week. It has been a long, long wait, and it is finally over. But just keep an eye out for that glitch. We'll let you know more about it. So, thanks for listening, and we'll see you later.
Bye.
French people, you suck.
No, you... He takes that back.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your old pal, Stinky Wizzleteeth. This is a song about a whale. No! This is a song about being happy. That's right. It's the happy, happy, joy, joy song.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
I don't think you're happy enough. That's right. I'll teach you to be happy. I'll teach your grandmother to suck eggs. Now, boys and girls, let's try it again.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
If and you ain't the granddaddy of all liars, the little critters of nature, they don't know that they're ugly. That's very funny. A fly marrying a bumblebee.
Mike Olivier!